has stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. The second great truth about deliverance is the truth of deliverance in the midst of problems. The third great truth about deliverance is the truth of deliverance from problems. When Peter was in prison, he had many problems. For example, one of his problems was that he was guarded by four quaternions of soldiers. Now you know what that means, guarded by four quaternions of soldiers. What it means is that he was considered to be such an important prisoner that Herod took every possible means to keep him from escaping. How many soldiers are there in a quaternion? Well, how many people did work there? Four, you see. So he was guarded by four quaternions. That made 16 soldiers. And evidently what happened was they were on different shifts. The 24-hour shift, each one of them would be on duty for just about 6 hours. He'd be fresh. Wouldn't be sleepy or drowsy. You know, when I used to tell this story, I tremble at some of the things I used to say that were so surfaced. And I'm very glad you admit them and just say it was just a bonehead failure to read the Bible carefully. When I told this story to children, sometimes usually in preaching, I'd say, Peter noticed that God would put the Roman soldiers to sleep. Well, there ain't anything about that at all. I won't tell you, if they'd gone to sleep, their heads would have come off mighty quick. You be sure of that. And the fact they had four quaternions, four on shift, shows that, well, I know they were fresh. That was the whole point. This was a very strategic prison. And I doubt if Herod had ever taken more pains to keep somebody from escaping than he took pains to keep Peter from escaping. I think of this wonderful story in Peter's deliverance from prison as God's sarcasm. 16 soldiers, one angel. God just sent one angel to deliver his servant from these 16 soldiers. You can see Peter as he sits in jail. Let me just sort of go through that a little bit. I just love this story so. As he sits in jail, on his right side, the chain is fastened. On his left side, the chain is fastened. Peter is bound between those two soldiers. See, that's what two of them are doing. They were bound with chains to Peter, and then what were the other two doing? The Bible says they were guards out in front of the prison, and it shows later that Peter went by prisoner Nero, a prisoner of the human emperor. He was a prisoner of Christ. And then when he was in prison, he was free. But I think that's a simple way to remember this last big section of Acts, Acts 13 to 28. First, Paul's activity. Paul was an active missionary. Then Paul's captivity. He was a captive missionary. Our next principle is to form some general impressions of Paul's three missionary journeys as a whole. From a quick check of Paul's three missionary journeys as listed above, let's discuss several general impressions you formed about Paul's missionary journeys as a whole. I have formed three general impressions of his missionary journeys as a whole. The first general impression is that on each journey, Paul evangelized one of the three great branches of the New Testament world. On each journey, Paul evangelized one of the three great branches of the New Testament world. Which branch of the New Testament world, Jews, Romans, or Greeks, did Paul evangelize on the first missionary journey? See, it was the Jewish